Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, we say good morning to everybody out there. Busy, busy night and a lot of rain yesterday. A lot of rain yesterday, and hopefully get a couple of dry days here coming up. But you just heard it from Woody, the draft NBA lottery last night, and Cooper Flagg. They don't even hide it. It's like, oh, congratulations, Mavs. You got Cooper Flagg. Oh, yeah, geez. So 1.8 chance, and the Mavs, who after that disaster with Luka Doncic, well, most people think it's a disaster, even though he's not in shape and not a very good defensive player. But a young, talented guy. And so anyway, Cooper Flagg ends up going to the Mavs now. And wow, crazy. So Spurs end up getting the second pick. 76ers get the third pick. Hornets get the fourth pick. Meanwhile, two of the worst records get left out of those top picks in the Jazz and the Wizards last time. I guess they're really excited having bad years and still can't get one of those top picks in the draft. We've got a whole bunch of stuff this morning. We've got news. They just couldn't. There's no way to keep all these games secret. There's no way, Woody. Absolutely no way. It has leaked out due to our friends over in Madrid who the Miami Dolphins will be playing. It's not Cincinnati. It's Washington. And by the way, when I got to give the Dolphins credit because it didn't leak from them. It came from the people who found out over in Madrid, started telling everybody, and they're like, we don't really care about NFL Network breaking that this morning. All the international games, we're going to jump on them early. So we will have all those games, international games for your teams. But so the Miami Dolphins will be playing, when is that, November 16th, the Fins and Commanders, that's a Sunday in Real Madrid, where Real Madrid plays in Madrid. And, of course, one of the great soccer teams in the world, if not the greatest team in the world. So we know that, and that's a hard one to keep quiet. They're going to slowly break these games down, Woody. I love it. Then what, on Wednesday, they're going to let it rip with everybody's schedule from top to bottom. But meanwhile, all the different networks can leak their games early. I guess that's one of the perks you get. Like, you paid all that money, we're going to let you go ahead and you can leak your Friday game if you want on Netflix. Go ahead, Will.
It's still very intriguing to see these games leak out, though, isn't it, man?
It is amazing. I got to tell you, man, it's not NFL draft and it's not NFL free agency.
It's close, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you're going to get a much better picture of how your team's going to do, right? If the Dolphins have those tough games at the end of the year in the cold, you're like, all right, that could be a problem.
No,
are you going to get some of those games? By the way, they had none of those games right last year at home where they could take advantage of the heat, right? Weren't all their games like either night games or, you know, late games? Like you want to get some 1 o'clockers early in the year, right?
Yeah, you do.
That's ideal.
No, no, you do. That. There's no question. You'd like
Here's
to
your
catch
advantage.
Everybody in the heat, and you'd like to stay out of. I do check every year to see what's going on in December and those couple of games in January.
So you get a pretty good idea of, you know, what kind of
No, a lot of people care. Don't get me wrong, but I
what
don't.
What chances you'll have to have a winning season.
I'm just telling you, it's not going to get the, like the draft party. It's just
Oh, no, no, I know. We're not going to have a party,
little
but.
Little different animal on the draft, but.
I like
hey,
to get an idea of how the season's going to come
listen,
together.
Listen, the NFL has owned a lot of weeks, man, in the offseason, out of season with all the things they've got going on. I do give them credit. My gosh, man, it's crazy. By the way, we've got a lot of stuff going on, and the bomb was thrown last night in the Miami Herald. Omar Kelly came out. He's been working on this article, and it has to do with Mike McDaniel. And the headline is, "Must Evolve to Ensure His Survival." And he's got a lot of stuff in there, from the Miami Country Club to the substitute teacher, and he's got his sources saying stuff, and just hopes Mike makes the change. And I don't know how much stuff Mike's going to change. I don't. Look, at first of all, I would just start with this, and this is just sitting back and watching and not writing about it every day. Your leaders, and I know he has turned the team, he turns his team over to the leaders. That's his thing. It's your team. Which I've never had that. That was never in the coaches when I was growing up. So it's a new thing. It's your team. I get we're all a team, but it's your team, and then depends a lot on the leadership and those guys that make up the leadership. That you can't have turds in a leadership. You got to have guys that walk in and talk it. You really do. And he's got. He had a couple of really good ones last year, and he had some really bad ones that are sitting there that you can't be talking about all these things you're going to do, and then the few rules you have, the guys are breaking it that are supposed to be the leaders that everybody can see what they're breaking rules. And yet I understand why. I was like, why would you put up with that? And, well, we don't want to lose them, and, you know, if they don't feel like they're leaders, and all of a sudden they could head real – Well, they already head south on you with some of the things they do. It's not helping your team. It's just not help. By the way, Mike's not the only one, man. Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin, who everybody thinks is this tough guy. Mike Tomlin now. You know, it started with Antonio Brown. We found out Antonio Brown was doing all that crazy stuff, and they were putting up with it because Antonio Brown was really friggin' good. And they worked with it, and I think Ben stayed on him as much as he could, Roethlisberger. But it's, you know, guys know it, and when guys aren't following and they're doing their own thing, so it does happen. They finally had to get rid of him, though. Did you see some of the stuff that came out? I it's incredible. Not that I care about Pittsburgh, but I wanted to share it because I feel like the Dolphins have some of this, not to this level. This stuff came out about George Pickens is incredible. You talk about – listen to this one, Woody. He was fined over $200,000 last year by the NFL and by the Steelers. $200,000. Everything from unsportsmanlike stuff that he did, fights with fans. Those are pretty big fines. And then – listen to some of them with the team. This is George Pickens. Everybody going, why would they get rid of George Pickens? Like, George Pickens is so good. He's their number two guy. You have nobody else. What are you doing? Late for the bus going to games. Late for the plane going to games. Late for games. How late? Showed up an hour and a half before games. There's kind of a two-hour rule there that they like you there a couple hours early. And one game got there and missed stretching. He missed. The team's out stretching, and you're not ready to go yet. And then lots of practices and meetings. Like, because somebody takes $200,000. Like,
this stuff's not that surprising, though, is it?
No, that's surprising. That is...
A lot of guys that play that position have been notoriously like difficult. That. I know that seems to stretch the line a little bit.
But. I have been on those buses, and I have been on those planes. I've seen one guy. I have seen one guy maybe when I played, and one guy when I was just on the plane. Maybe two miss. And I know they had the same reaction, even though Jimmy Johnson and Don Shula were completely guys. They said they're on their way. They said, can you wait a minute? The PR, the communications go, do you want to wait? Coach goes, nope.
Whatever happened, though, like, and to go back to Omar's article, and I have the same feelings about Mike that I've always had. I really think that he tried an approach where he was going to try to be player friendly and kind of try to be one of the guys and not be that, you know, authority figure, right? Like, but whatever happened to just being a professional? Like, at what point do we take that away that, like, the coach has to be this dictator in the locker room and has to, like, you know, police guys and make them on time? Like, whatever happened to just, like, that's how it goes. Like, you just, you know what I mean?
So,
like, being a professional.
So when it doesn't. So when it doesn't happen, which
that's why I hate this stuff with Mike McDaniel. Like, I feel bad for Mike McDaniel to a major extent here, and I've told you this for years. Like, guys crap all over him. He tried to be nice,
right?
And guys have crapped on him, and that to me sucks. Like, I dig his approach. I do, man.
I think,
like, in this new school of athlete,
I think most guys will tell you if you got them all one on one, they like it. Like, I don't take advantage of it. He respects us, treats us like men. And he's saying, hey, we got to work when we work, but you guys got to do the fundamental things. And then you get guys, it happened to be two of your better players, at least, that abused it.
But that's on them, man. They should be a professional, right? But that happens anywhere, right? If you have lenient bosses, people will take advantage.
That's why, to Omar's credit on this argument, substitute teacher. What happens when
the
substitute teacher comes in? Yeah, but you know what it is. You see the movies, and substitute teacher comes in and shut up. We're going to have fun. When's she coming back? Yeah. When's a hard-ass teacher of ours coming back? A week? Great.
I don't like the comparison. I didn't like that part of it. But again, I feel like Mike had a good approach to this whole thing. And by the way, not his fault that they gave him crap players. Right? Like, if this thing was going well, Mike would be the toast of the league. And he was for a while, remember? Everyone, oh, how cool is that? You know, what he's wearing on this sideline, the way he talks, all that stuff's all real cool. And then the team starts losing. And all of a sudden, it's not so cool anymore.
Well.
Right? I mean, everyone loved the guy while the team was putting up 50 points a game.
But you got guys that do their own thing. It makes it, first of all, really hard for assistant coaches. I'm not going to get into one of my favorite coaches is no longer here. Two of them, actually. They're both my friends.
Yeah, a lot of your friends.
Oh, isn't that friggin' amazing? Yeah. Like, you know, the guys that, yeah. Anyway.
Maybe it's you.
Whatever the other guys are doing, hey, guys, keep doing it. But didn't work for two guys that I was close to, am close to. But, yeah, so.
I just hate that it didn't work, and I really don't like the fact that guys – just connect, just act how they want, and it's Mike's fault. Like, guys should be on time. That should not be Mike McDaniel's job, to make guys on time to meetings.
Are you serious?
It's not his job to babysit.
They have to respect the coach enough.
No, man, you respect the game enough. You respect the fact that you're professional enough. It should not be like, oh, I don't respect Mike because he's nice. I'll just be late.
Because they know nothing's going to happen except they're going to get fined.
You don't respect your boss. You show up on time.
I do.
Hate to drag him into this.
But. I know, but that's what you do. And by the way, I don't get on you that you come right before the show starts. I don't get on you. You're here. I mean, seriously, like, you're going to bring that up, which is a terrible example, by the way. Just try to always do that, but it has nothing to do with me. I'm here before anybody. But anyway, I... Look, man, I hope he changes some things. I do. I hope
he
changes.
What can he change? What is he going to do, Joe? Is he going to start punishing guys for showing up late?
No, you can't punish. What can you do? He finds them.
Like,
that's
talking
all
about
he can
a guy
do.
To, you know, substitute teacher's good. I feel like we're talking about a babysitting service.
I would just say, though, how much you can put up with Tyreek, who was a disaster last year, and then all the stuff on the field and even things he said, like throwing. He whether he means to do it or not, like the Houston game was just, well, this is what I get for taking time off. Like the coach giving you time off so you got fresh legs and you throw them under the bus. Like if you were practicing, your timing with Tua would be better. And then Tua jumps in and goes, yeah, since you're going to try to throw everybody under the bus, anytime you want to throw, man, you let me know. And it's like, at what point on all this stuff, no matter how good he is, when he does practice, he's great. He gives an all-out effort. But how much do you take, man? Like, how much do you take when a guy takes off and says he's sick and he's signing stuff at a store? Or and everybody sees it, by the way. Apparently, everybody in South Florida that was there, like, I don't know what he was thinking. You think nobody, while you're taking pictures, you don't think people are going to put pictures out of you so the team can see what you're doing?
So how much of this, in your opinion, then, is on the players and how much is on the coaches? Well, I mean, I don't believe the coaches should be forced to run a babysitting
service.
Fortunately,
today's players, a lot more than players when I played, have to babysit them. You have to, Woody.
I hate that.
Woody, we had one security guy. We didn't have to have eight security guys go with us. And you know why those guys go? We could say, well, it's because the game's so popular. A lot of it is. So these guys are on time and don't do things and get back to their rooms. And I see all these guys and I'm like, wow, I know the game got a lot more popular, although we had a lot more people that would come stuff our hotel. But, yeah, there's – we it's just – you got to babysit guys. It's just part of the
– That's unfortunate, man.
I can't imagine what it's like in college with these guys.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, at this point in your life, you've made it through college, you made it through high school, all that stuff, and you get to the pros, and it just doesn't sink in.
So, well, let me give you another one. I heard some stuff. I'm not going to say names.
Oh, boy.
No, it's not oh, boy. It's just I'm getting ready to tell you that there are some guys that hit the transfer portal that I was kind of big fans of and, like, couldn't follow any rules. There was no discipline, none, no discipline at all. So, and they're pretty good players, but like followed no rules, zero rules. And then it makes me wonder, so must have been like that at their high school, and it was a really good high school football team down here. I'm not trying to give anything away, but it's like.
How does it get to that point, though?
I don't know. It's just you're so good. Like, little Johnny's late for practice, but that's okay. He's really good. We need to win, and you know he's going to be the best player when we play this game. And you kind of go through, and you need him, and you kind of work around him, and then they're kind of used to that. And it just goes on and on to the next level, and you put up with stuff, and then the next level. And then, hey, but like I said, I just saw what Mike Tomlin put. Who Mike Tomlin kind of, hey, that's a hard ass. Like, that guy, those dudes respect him. And then I'm reading all this stuff, and by the way, Mike Tomlin finally said, get him out of here. He goes, and I think maybe Mike did that with Jalen Ramsey, like, hey, I mean, he's under contract here, but if you can move him, like, enough. We can put up with some of this. Anyway.
Do you think if the Dolphins had a tougher coach that this stuff wouldn't be an issue, though? That's where I kind of disagree. Like,
I don't know.
Texter's like, that's the problem with the Dolphins, get rid of Mike. Like, if the Dolphins had some hard-ass coach, what do you think, Tyreek is just going to change?
No, because we had that guy. That was the guy before. That's part of the article, too, that Omar talks about, is Brian Flores was here.
What do you call him, the warden or something?
And he hurt everybody's feelings.
But that's the thing. Like, what are you going to do with a guy like Tyreek Hill?
You're going to play him?
He's not
going to
just...
As he's healthy, you're going to play him.
He's not going to change at this point in his career, right? Most of these guys are not going to change. They're late in their careers. They've been doing this.
I think they hope with everything that's happened with him. And by the way, Omar throws in, like, this can be a tough one for Tyreek. And we might as well talk about it because I went through it, and it's hard. It's hard. Matter of fact, we almost split up when I was playing, and it's hard when you're... in a marriage, and you're going through a nasty divorce, and you're supposed to, I mean, you got to be, we all need to be focused for anybody that's ever worked with somebody that's going through, and you're going, oh boy, rough day, yeah, I'm going to be late coming in. Well, athletes are no different, man. And Tyreek needs to get a lot of stuff worked out between now and the start of football.
Do you think guys like that just don't care? Because, like, you know, Texas says it's a different generation. They're brought up with their ass kissed since middle school. What? How old is Tyree? What is he, 30-something, right?
Yeah, he's 31.
Okay, so he's not that much younger than me. I just don't get that, man. I don't get how you just have no pride in your work to show up on time or whatever to be.
I think part of it
to
is.
To behave yourself at the facility, whatever his issues are. Like, I don't get
part
that.
Part of it part is of it. When you're really good, you ever see a lot of really crummy players? Or not crummy players.
No, you don't see
guys on the lower part,
no.
Lower part of your roster.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Who are like glad they're. Like Zach Sealer,
yes,
who got cut.
You're not going to see him.
Who appreciated
no.
lived in a trailer park.
Yeah.
You think that you have to worry about Zach Sealer?
No, you're not going to see him do this, no.
Zach Sealer said, how can I help guys? Everything's about how can I help guys. And by the way, Zach Sealer sees a bigger picture and goes, wow, I got two rookies that I know are going to play. We're going to need them to play. It's going to be my job to get them caught up. And by the way, they see how I play. And those young guys are already going, man, Zach Sealer, you ought to see the way he practices. No wonder he gets 10 sacks a year.
The bottom line is I hate this for Mike because
sucks,
I think
man.
That Mike had a good approach. And these guys should be professionals and should help him out and not take advantage of him. It's also not Mike's fault that he's been saddled with a bunch of crap players.
All right. Well, I don't know.
That's Chris's fault.
Well, I got to tell you, this roster was not crap when they got started together.
I don't know if it is now, but
that thing
it's
was not
close
crap.
To crap.
Well, that thing was.
Yeah, we all loved Mike.
In the beginning?
All
right, let's go to break here. We can go on and on. You can get back to Mike in a second here. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. Never too early in the morning because hurricane season is right around the corner. And have you done everything possibly can to protect your home yet? Old leaky roof, replace your old roof now and pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Say big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact Windows and Doors. Impact Windows, low as $3 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com, or you can call 954-500-LOCK. They got a lot of professionals there that will answer the phone, answer all your questions. They cover all of South Florida, the best products, great people working there to do it the right way, the first way. Protect your home with Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. We got a lot of stuff going on. I will say one thing. You know how we always look at the seeds and how everybody's playing at the end of the year, and we go, well, we know who's going to be in the finals. Well, listen, if you can help me out of this NBA thing right now, Cavs down 3-1 to Indy, Celtics down 3-1 to the Knicks after last night, and there's a good chance Jason Tatum might have blown out his Achilles last night, which is a bigger problem for Boston, as in like a year. Golden State is now down 3-1 to Minnesota. By the way, Jimmy Butler, nice night for you, man. Way to put out that effort knowing that you don't have Steph Curry. 5-for-9 and 14 points. That sound familiar? Anybody sound that? That sound familiar? Any Jimmy Butler fans out there? 5-for-9 on a night you need him to score.
Boy, this is some victory lap you're taking this morning. My God, man. How happy are you?
And,
Hey, man, look, Minnesota's really good. They weren't going to beat him without
Steph. I got news for you. Everybody kind of got on about that Julius Randle thing because he was hurt. Remember, he separated his shoulder with the Knicks. I was actually watching when he fell on his shoulder in that game. It was a nationally televised game. Anyway, looked like a pretty good player right now. Last night, he was hot.
He is, and I happen to think, I told you this last year, Anthony Edwards is in the conversation for best player in basketball. He's got the full package in his game. He's a little mentally sometimes a little out there. But
he's just a little inconsistent.
He is. But I think that has to do with the way he carries himself. But he's young, man.
No, he is.
When he enters his prime, I mean, he's what, a few years out.
By the way,
his
when
prime.
He goes to the basket, He
can shoot.
Oh, like, my God, he can dunk. Yeah. I mean, he gets around that basket. He's magic. He really is.
He's going to win championships. That's for sure. But, yeah, this has gotten really weird. The Knicks, man. The Knicks might actually have a really decent look at a title here.
Well, they got a chance to get to the finals right now, man. There is no way. And, by the way, I know we don't give the Pacers any credit.
No.
But what a story they are. That fast-paced game that they play and get after you. So anyway, always fun, very interesting to watch and see. Panthers, by the way, I guess they'll be leaving today for a game tomorrow night with Toronto. Now a best of three in that thing, so it's going to be fun to watch. Max Domi, $5,000 fine for the hit on Barkov at the end of the game. That's a maximum fine you can give for a hit like that. That is all you get. So $5,000 for that. And then all this NFL news. I didn't want to talk. I was watching a lot of stuff last night and curious with this Dolphin stuff and the rookie camp. I just want to say this to everybody out there. Do me a favor. And I know we critique everything with the Dolphins. Hey, listen, man, I get it. I feel like president of the club sometimes. But please don't go trying to grade who had a nice weekend at minicamp. If you can, like, I'm not trying to get any of our podcasters are making money doing this and stuff. And I know you got to have fresh stuff every day. I get it. I understand. And I'm all for a young man making money. Well, I don't care where you live, any part of this country, if you're a Dolphin fan, it's great to have you. Appreciate it. But when you start breaking down who's having good camps and who's not, when those guys are going out meeting their coaches for the first time, some of them being in this kind of humidity for the first time, and God, they haven't seen anything yet, by the way. I remember coming from that cool Berkeley air in the Bay Area to down here to camp, and we started running friggin' gassers day one. I was puking all over the place. I was not a big breakfast eater, and man, I got stuff in my stomach real quickly as I adjust to the humidity. I get that. But when guys are out there running around for the first time and don't know the system, hell, they don't know their coaches how to spell his last name, and it's kind of hard to do that. And by the way, you can like certain guys, and I see everybody's comments underneath, and oh my God, this guy's going to be, and I don't want to be the guy to bust anybody's bubble, okay? Because Quinn Ewers out there throwing, and oh my God, he's going to have the backup job by the time camp starts. No, he's not. He's not. If Tua goes down, Quinn Ewers is not going to be the second quarterback. It's going to be.
Make it through camp first before you.
No. I just saw everybody like, oh, Quinn Ewers, man.
Maybe he's the next Brock Purdy.
Not going to beat out Zach Wilson. Not going to happen.
Isn't there a chance that he's.
First of all, there's not enough you can do in mini camp to really. Excuse me. Not mini camp, but in regular camp.
Yeah.
And second of all, Zach Wilson's got $6 million guaranteed and 34 games under his belt. And he's physically, listen, the kid's got talent. Now, a lot of guys have talent. Don't get me wrong. Quinn Ewers got talent.
Rosen had talent.
I'm not saying down the road he can.
Doesn't necessarily mean anything.
No.
Josh Rosen had enough talent to be a top pick in the draft, right?
Yeah. He did, and now he's in some school. I think I see he went to school.
What's he doing now?
He's in some, like, real smart school somewhere. I think he's.
Is he working? Is he like a Wall Street guy or something?
No, I don't think he's doing that. I think he's going to some big business school or something.
Oh, nice.
No, listen,
How much? He must have made a bunch of money in the NFL. He must have done okay for himself, right?
He got a big signing bonus.
Yeah, I would think, right?
He didn't hit any big base salary, but he got a big signing bonus.
What did he last, 2 years?
He lasted.
He bounced around for one year
there,
after this, right?
And here, then he was on a couple of practice squads with, I think, one with the 49ers, if I'm not mistaken.
But, how do you miss that badly? That's crazy to me.
Let me ask you, the guy the 49ers drafted, where's he right now? I don't even know where he is.
Trey Lance?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
There's another guy.
He's not. Yeah.
How many teams are going to say he can't play?
All of them? I mean,
Dak Prescott went down, and they did put him in. I was actually watching one night they put him in there, and they were like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
This may not work.
But that's crazy if you miss that badly on a guy.
Woody.
I know it's hard.
Woody,
it
happens. 49ers gave up a lot to whiff on him. And like you said, Brock Purdy was a seventh-round pick and ended up being
how ridiculous is that? That's like the equivalent of like the Mavericks dumping Luka Doncic for nothing and then ending up with the first pick because the league had an arrangement with them.
Is that what you think? You've been dying to say that.
I think?
Yeah.
I know that's what happened.
You know.
A 1% chance.
So you know for sure.
By the way, for all the people that are upset that was the Heat's pick if they missed the playoffs, the Heat would not have gotten that pick. They would not have rigged it for the Heat.
All right. So I don't. I'm not going to say
I think they had the arrangement before the trade.
I know. Let me just say this to you. I don't believe that. I know you're a big conspiracy guy, and you're probably getting it in there.
You just think the 1%, you just think they just got lucky?
Well, let me just say this. If that was happening, you don't think maybe the Hornets, the Wizards, the Jazz, and some of the other teams that really had crappy seasons, 76ers, wouldn't be a little pissed off?
I'm sure they would.
And you don't think they might say something like, hey, our – come on, Woody. Think of the big picture before you decide with your betting head that maybe it did happen. Like, I just don't believe there's some love affair now with Dallas. Like, hey, after what Dallas did getting Luka to L.A. for us, now let's take care of him, give him the first overall pick. I don't buy that one, but I know a lot of you do. Like, come on, Joe, 1 in 100, 1.8 or whatever it was.
Yeah,
come on.
Not good.
How do you think those other teams feel up top? You think they're like, yeah, that's just bad breaks?
I'm guessing they probably know what happened.
You almost got me to say it.
I'm not trying to poke you.
No, you are. That's all you're trying to do.
You don't think like the pieces add up to this thing? Like, they trade Luka. They clearly need a new star up there. Everyone's pissed.
They're pissed in a lot of cities. You think 76ers aren't pissed? You think there are a lot of
76ers had their chances. How many more ones are we going to give Philadelphia?
So the commissioner called him in and said, 76ers, you've done this to yourself. You don't know how to draft.
You don't think it's the least bit fishy? That a team that just gave away Luka for nothing?
I just don't go
with a
1%
chance ends up getting the pick?
Didn't they do that with, was it Patrick Ewing they did that with or somebody? I, I just don't buy it. But if you do buy all these conspiracies and that officials are out to rig games and they want certain teams to win, what do?
I don't
believe in that stuff. So
I don't
I'm not surprised.
Officials rig games.
You do. You think they make calls because they want certain teams?
I think certain teams get calls.
And you think the league is calling, hey, we'd really like to see you. You've said that. Well, the league would kind of like to see Kansas City in there. You said it.
But they do get calls, these teams, like Kansas City of the world.
That's
they
what
do
you're
get.
Saying.
You know they get more calls.
For a guy that's in sports your whole life, it's incredible that you think everything's rigged.
I think when a team has a 1% chance to win the lottery and they've just given away a star,
you thought I'm. But you have no just, credibility because you think in every sport. Well, we know they want them to. Every time we talk about somebody's having success, well, the league will be happy. Okay, I don't think the league cares who gets in. I don't think the league cares. I don't think any commissioner cares who gets in. And I understand certain teams get better ratings. But I don't think the NFL commissioner wants certain teams in. If Buffalo could get in or Green Bay gets in or any other little market, they don't care. Because that thing's going to be sold out and a lot of people are going to watch no matter what. Beverly's Jewelers, man, has an incredible offer for you. You don't want to miss it. You can get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes and larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is for a limited time only, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and so can you. In Fort Lauderdale or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged. And don't forget birthdays, anniversaries, or anything else. They'll take great care of you. Jeff, Amanda, and the family at Beverly's Jewelers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody, as we got plenty and lots of stuff going on. Everybody's got these different takes, and listen, this mini camp is important for one reason, because we need a whole bunch of those guys to come in and play. We do. From day one, probably, I'm guessing, first and second round picks should start. It would be very disappointing if they didn't start day one, considering what you have. They put a lot into the guard position, even though they kind of downplayed the importance of the guard. Last year, what was that thing Chris said? We got to play that. I like that, just occasionally. Chris said, you guys are making a bigger deal about the O-line. Well, they went out.
Then he chuckled, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Can we retire that for him? Like, yeah, no. He did have some new sound bites this year that weren't so great either.
No. I'm not out to
do that. Are you going to Ireland him when he leaves?
No.
Are you going to just, like, play the best of?
No. Just I'm going to tell you something different. I think Chris is a good guy.
I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
Exactly. Jeff Ireland's not a good guy.
I don't know him.
No, you don't.
So, I'll have to take your word for it. You've let me know. I mean,
I'm just not a fan.
You feel very strongly about that. I know that.
Not a fan of Jeff. Jeff,
you guys ever think you'll run into each other and talk it out?
Probably coming soon to a wedding that I'm going to be at. Yes.
No way.
Soon. Yeah. Hey. So
can
anyway,
I know not today's not the day, but can we get more into that later on?
No, because it's my family stuff. I'm not going to get into it, actually, or my family would be pissed off. Is that good a reason?
I think we still have to.
You don't care, right? You can care less. Figure just fit in with all my other stuff. That'd be great. I have like 17 members. Like, really? Oh, my gosh. We got this thing.
It's a little drama at a wedding, bro. Come on.
Anyway, hey, so besides all that stuff, the Dolphins made it clear the guard position was really important. Everybody has seen that. 48-37 to get a second round, this Joe Savanea. And then on top of that, James Daniels, you gave your highest paid free agent you picked up to get guards. And so Perk's got some stuff today talking about it's not really the guards, it's a system, it's a quarterback, it's the receivers. Perk, calm down. Calm down a little bit, Perk. I'm like everybody, let's get the offensive line fixed. I don't know, Perk wanted to leave some stuff out, but we had more runs for loss or back to the line of scrimmage, the most in the NFL. We had some really ugly numbers on third and fourth down and short. I don't want to hear about athletic and guys can get out and run 40-yard dashes. I want to see some guys got some power. I do. I want to see some guys can move. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure they can move or they wouldn't have taken them. They're not two big, stiff guys. But, yeah, a little bit of that physical play is going to be – that's why we got those guys. Those guys look like they're built for strength, both of them, and big guys. And so, I don't know. The O-line's got to get fixed. I think the O-line coach is really good. He's been really good for a long, long time since he's been here. He's really good with this system. I know they're going to run the ball out wide. That's what we like to do. We like to get things wide with the speed. But we got to be able to run inside. We've got to be able to pass protect, get the ball down the field like we did the first couple years. And whatever happened last year, whether it's the fault of the O-line or the two deep and we didn't know how to handle a two deep and they were cheating this way or that way or getting deeper or playing up closer or playing wider. I mean, we have to be good enough as a coaching staff to figure out how to beat it and put in some stuff that can help you because everybody's going to play two deep. Everybody in the league at some point is playing two deep, splitting the field with two safeties. If you're wondering what that is, I don't care if they cheat up, they play back.
It's killing you to talk about this, isn't it?
Hate the 2D. So sick of it. It's been around. By the way, it's been around before any of these guys coached. Every one of these coaches, before they coached, there was this thing called 2D. It might have had a little different name to it, too high. If you're from the 70s or 80s, if you were too high,
gotcha.
You could do it that way too.
This is usually when I ask you how your quarterbacks did with this.
I'm not going to do that. You know.
I know.
My guy destroyed three deep. My guy.
They make that up for him?
No, I'm dead serious. Like so he says, "Hey, we're going to see a lot because we run all our guys down the field. We had a route. It was called 86 go and the two slots went down the hash marks and the two wide receivers went down the outside and stayed wide." And the first time Shoes goes, "Well, I don't know if this is going to work with three deep." And he goes, "Because the safety's in the middle." And then he saw Dan Marino throw from point A to point B 30 yards down the field and realized, wow, you can throw it between the safety and the corner, and it's wide open because he'd get the ball so quickly from point A to point B. It worked. It's a good play. But, yeah, bad example. Don't get me wrong. He just asked me. I didn't come up with that. There's no reason for that today. I get it. Completely understand. So, yeah, but there's no winners or losers in his first rookie minicamp. I was amazed. They thought, we're going to break down the rookie minicamp. I went, whoa, man, I like you guys. I like your podcast. I like the fact you guys figured out to make a few bucks doing this. I do. But there's really no story, no matter how guys, whether it's just learning or you see a guy running or a guy throwing, there's no way to say, wow, I watched him throw today to these other young guys. He's going to be the backup quarterback. I just tell everybody to calm down, let them learn the system, get their feet wet, get a little introduction, meet everybody, say hello, see where you're going, get to know your way around that big old beautiful camp over there, and go from there. But I do know, man, everybody's watching every guy, and we watch them the higher they're drafted. The second part of this is the Zach Sealer part with three defensive tackles that they drafted, that he's playing with. And those guys are going to have to play. Those guys are going to have to play. I know the first and second guys are going to play. And we'll see how the third guy, all huge, huge dudes, all big, big physical dudes, I guess, that talking about freakish talent. So that's going to be fun to watch. But, hey, man, that's the upside of this team. The upside is how quickly these guys can play. And at what level can they play? And I know there's going to be growing pains in there. You don't just step in and play against really good talent every week and dominate. I understand, like they did in college. It's going to be a little different deal. All right, we got to go to break, man. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We do have a lot of stuff. If you get a chance, curious to see if you get Omar Kelly's got a fresh article out. He put out last night about Mike's got to change some things. He's kind of rooting for Mike, but he brings up a lot of different things about Mike McDaniel and his style. The great point is I don't think you change after 3 years. I don't think you change the way you do things. I don't.
So Omar defended his article yesterday. He was saying it wasn't a hit piece and all that. And I know that he did say some nice things about Mike, but came off as sort of a little bit of a hit piece, no?
Yeah.
Whenever you use sources,
yes,
was it an unnamed source, right, that said that stuff about the country club and the substitute teacher stuff,
whoever gave it to him, whoever he's talking to?
Yeah, so like that, I don't like that part of it, you know, but
all right,
I don't know.
I know you always say
I like Mike. I feel like the players have crapped all over him.
I don't think it's fair to say every guy craps on him. It's not the
anyone
whole team's
that we're
over
talking
there going,
about. Jalen, Tyree, any of these guys that are later that are pains in the asses, like it's their fault. It's not Mike's fault. Mike is not there to babysit them.
You don't think Tyreek's? We've gotten after Tyreek pretty good.
Yeah, sure. But all the stuff Tyreek does is his fault. It's not Mike's fault. By the way, it's not Mike's fault that the guy blew up in the last game of the season and
Listen,
quit.
We are trying everything with I could go forever on Tyreek. He's exhausting. Let me just tell you, Tyreek is responsible for himself. But, you know, one thing, Omar's got some good stuff on Tyreek in there now. And he's right. He's mm-hmm. right about one thing. For anybody out there that has gone through an ugly breakup, and how did you function at work there for a while you were going through that? He's got to get that thing worked out. Because you can't just be leaving in the middle of the day to, you know, to take care of drama. Baby mama drama. That's it's a business here, man. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Boy, I'll tell you one thing. If you haven't been down there, and forget about the teams for a second, and I want to let you know your South Florida Chevy dealers have 14 dealerships here in South Florida. They got an unbelievable SUV family from the Tahoes and the Suburbans right down to the midsize SUVs like the all-new Equinox and the 2025 Traverse. I mean, everything you could ever want and plenty of room. The 2025 Traverse, God, I love it. I'm still... I still may turn my Tahoe in to get this Traverse. It is so spacious and comfortable, and the look is fantastic. Turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. I mean, it gives you everything you need. Everything, except it's a smaller Tahoe is what it really is. And then on top of that, have you seen the Silverado trucks? Oh, my gosh. Our number one seller, by a long shot. And not only that, but they're durable, and it's like they've custom-made a Silverado truck perfect for you. But I want to talk about the big loads, the heavy lifting for you right now. Oh, yeah, you got your choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with this roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs. Really is the hardest-working bed in the business. Helps conquer your toughest jobs. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.